Yeah, let's face it. If you're working in almost any kind of team setting today, Microsoft Teams is probably, well, huge for you.
Oh, absolutely.
It's where so much work gets done.
Yeah.
Quick chats, sharing files, those really crucial meetings.
Yeah, it's become the central hub.
Exactly. And often, it's where some of our most, sensitive conversations are happening.
Definitely hold sensitive data.
So today on the Deep Dive, we're going to unpack something pretty significant that came out during Microsoft's August 2025 Patch Tuesday updates.
Right, the latest security cycle.
Yeah, a major security vulnerability discovered right inside Microsoft Teams itself. And look, our analysis today, it's not just theory. We're digging into Microsoft's own announcements, their technical notes, the impact assessments, and kind of the bigger picture in cybersecurity.
Yeah, putting it all in context.
Our goal here is really to cut through the technical jargon. We want to figure out what this vulnerability, it's called CVE-2025-53783, what it actually means for you, for your organization.
What matters most, basically.
Exactly. The key takeaways and, crucially, what you can actually do about it.
The actionable stuff.
Okay, so let's get into it. Microsoft found this thing. They're calling it a critical remote code execution flaw, RCE. That sounds pretty bad.
It does sound bad, and fundamentally, it is serious. Technically, it's what's known as a heap-based buffer overflow.
Okay. Buffer overflow. Can you break that down a bit?
Sure. Think of it like trying to pour way too much data into a container that's too small. The data overflows.
Right.
In software, this means the program tries to write data beyond the memory space it was assigned. That overflow, it's not just messy, it can actually create an opening.
An opening for an attacker.
Exactly. An attacker could potentially use that overflow to inject their own malicious code, maybe overwrite important system instructions.
Okay, wow. That paints a picture. So if an attacker could exploit that kind of opening, what could they actually do inside Teams? What's the real-world damage?
Well, the potential is pretty extensive. If they managed it, they could gain significant control over Teams communications.
Like what? Reading messages.
Yes, reading confidential messages. But also potentially modifying conversations that already happen, or even, permanently deleting critical messages or chats.
Without anyone knowing.
Potentially, yes, silently. And it could go broader than just messages.
Broader how?
Think about monitoring ongoing business communications, maybe manipulating meeting recordings,
Oh, wow.
accessing files shared within Teams, and potentially using that foothold in Teams to move deeper into the organization's network.
Okay, so escalating their access.
Precisely. Microsoft's own analysis flagged high impact across, well, the big three: data confidentiality, system integrity, and service availability.
Privacy, reliability, keeping things running, basically everything.
Pretty much, it hits all the core security concerns.
So an attacker could be like this invisible, destructive ghost inside your main communication tool. That's really severe. But I saw reports that Microsoft actually rated this as important, not critical. Despite that potential impact, why? What's the catch?
Yeah, that's a really important distinction, and it comes down to how hard it is to actually pull off the attack.
Okay.
They assigned it a CVSS score of 7.5. Now, CVSS goes up to 10, and usually critical is like 9.0 or higher. So 7.5 is serious, definitely important, but it signals there are obstacles.
Obstacles like what?
The main thing is what Microsoft calls high attack complexity,
Meaning.
meaning the attacker can't just, push a button. They'd need really detailed knowledge about the specific target's team's setup, their environment, and they'd have to use pretty sophisticated, probably multi-step techniques.
Okay, so it takes skill and reconnaissance.
Definitely. And another crucial point, it seems exploitation demands user interaction.
Ah, so someone has to click something.
That's generally what it means, yeah. The victim likely needs to click a malicious link sent via Teams, or maybe open a specially crafted file shared through the platform.
Okay, so that's a barrier, a human firewall, potentially.
It is. It adds another layer. If users are well trained and cautious about suspicious links or files, that helps a lot.
Right, that does offer some relief. It's not like some worm just spreading automatically.
Correct. Not based on what we know now.
But the big question always is, are attackers actually using this right now? Is it out there in the wild?
That's the key question. You're right. According to Microsoft, as of their announcement, This specific vulnerability hasn't been publicly detailed outside their official disclosure channels.
Okay.
And importantly, they stated there's no evidence it's being actively exploited in the wild.
No active attacks seen yet.
Correct. Their own assessment puts the exploitability as less likely, given that complexity and the need for user interaction we just discussed.
Okay. Less likely.
However, and this is a really important however.
Uh-oh. Here it comes.
Just because it's not being exploited now doesn't mean it won't be in the future. Threat actors are incredibly persistent. They work on these things.
Right. They develop tools, find workarounds.
Exactly. Especially for something as widely used as Teams. What looks complex today might become part of an attacker's toolkit tomorrow. So, you know, no room for complacency.
Absolutely not. And this Teams issue, it didn't happen in isolation, did it? You mentioned the August patch Tuesday. Were there other significant things?
Oh, yeah. It was a busy patch Tuesday. This Teams vulnerability was just one of, I think, 107 flaws addressed overall.
Wow, 107.
Covering various Windows components. Notably, there was also a fix for a zero-day vulnerability affecting Windows Kerberos.
Okay, Kerberos. Yes. That's the authentication thing, right? Like logging in securely.
Essentially, yes.
Yeah.
It's a core part of how Windows verifies user identities on a network. And zero-day means attackers were already exploiting it before Microsoft had a patch ready.
That's always the scary one.
Always. And this isn't just a one-off trend. We've seen Microsoft dealing with quite a few high-severity vulnerabilities recently across their big enterprise products.
Like SharePoint. I remember hearing about that.
Exactly. SharePoint servers have had issues, and some of those vulnerabilities did show evidence of active exploitation. Mm-hmm. So attackers are definitely targeting these widely used Microsoft enterprise platforms.
It really highlights the challenge of securing these massive interconnected systems.
It absolutely does. The attack surface is just huge.
And thinking historically, have we seen things like this before with big messaging platforms? Vulnerabilities that maybe looked tricky at first, but then became a bigger problem?
Yes, definitely. There are historical parallels that are, frankly, quite sobering. We've seen vulnerabilities in platforms like Teams and also competitors like Slack that had wormable characteristics.
Wormable, meaning they can spread by themselves.
That's right. Once an attacker compromises one account or one machine, the malicious code could potentially spread automatically across the network, jumping from user to user without anyone clicking anything else.
Yikes, so one click could lead to a network-wide infection.
Potentially, yes. Hmm. Those past incidents really hammer home why you have to take any vulnerability in these central communication platforms very seriously, even if it looks complex now.
Right, because that complexity might be overcome later, and the impact could be catastrophic if it spreads.
Precisely. Initial complexity doesn't mean the eventual risk isn't huge. Less likely today doesn't mean impossible tomorrow.
Okay, this brings us squarely to the practical advice. What should organizations be doing right now about this specific Teams vulnerability, CVE-2025-53783?
Right, the immediate action. The number one absolute priority is apply the official security updates from Microsoft that address this CVE. Patch it.
Just get the update installed.
Yes. Prioritize it in your regular patch management process. Mm. Treat it as high priority. And that means patching everything. Teams runs on desktop apps, mobile clients.
Anywhere Teams is used.
Exactly. Any integrated Teams components within other Microsoft 365 services too. It's crucial because Microsoft hasn't released any specific workarounds. Patching is the fix.
Patch first. Patch thoroughly. Got it. What about beyond the immediate patch, long-term strategies?
Good question. Patching is essential, but it's not the whole story for robust security. You need layers.
Like what?
First, think about implementing really comprehensive security monitoring specifically for your team's environment. You need visibility into what's happening there.
Watching for weird activity.
Exactly. Which leads to the second point. Regularly review who has access to what in Teams user permissions. And monitor for unusual messaging patterns. Anything out of the ordinary.
Makes sense.
Third, user awareness training is key. Make sure it specifically covers the risks of clicking unknown links or opening unexpected files within messaging platforms like Teams. Context matters.
Yeah, it's a different environment than email sometimes.
It can feel more informal, more trusted, which attackers exploit. And finally, conduct regular security assessments of how Teams is configured in your organization. Make sure it aligns with best practices and your security policies.
So, patching now, but also monitoring, access control, training, and regular configuration checks for the long haul.
That's the holistic approach, yes.
Okay, so let's recap quickly. We've got this significant Teams vulnerability, CVE-2025-53783. It's technically a serious RCE flaw with broad potential impact.
Mm-hmm. reading, modifying, deleting messages, accessing files.
But right now, exploiting it seems complex, needing specific knowledge and, crucially, user interaction.
Correct. And no evidence of active exploitation currently.
But the absolute critical step is to patch immediately. Apply those Microsoft updates, and then back that up with ongoing vigilance monitoring training checks.
That's the core message. Patch now. Stay vigilant. Always.
And maybe here's a final thought to leave our listeners with.
Go for it.
Given how incredibly integrated platforms like Teams are in everything we do daily, mm-hmm. I mean, from casual chats right up to maybe board-level discussions.
Yeah, they're embedded deep.
What does this specific vulnerability, even with its complexities, tell us about this constant back and forth, this, you know, dance between software innovation and the relentless need for cybersecurity vigilance?
It's a perpetual cycle, isn't it?
It really is. How does something like this make us, or maybe should make us, rethink our digital habits, even when we're just firing off a quick message in Teams? Does it change how we should approach these tools?
That's a really powerful question to ponder, the convenience versus the underlying risk.
Definitely something to think about. Consider the implications for your own security posture, maybe dive a bit deeper into those best practices we talked about, reinforce that security awareness. Let's all aim to be as resilient as possible.